first public hearing is conditional use number 1949, Banks Family Farm Revocable Preservation Trust.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for relocation of an access easement to a proposed bar pit. That bar pit was originally approved under conditional use number 1897 and to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, parcel containing 2.1571 acres, more or less, lying east of Arms Lane, being Road 348, 800 feet north of Old Mill Road, being Road 349, and identified as a part of tax map ID number 134, map 7, parcel 186. But for the benefit of the commission, I've passed down copies of the survey for this application. For the benefit of those present and the commission, Solutions IPEM, a consulting firm in Georgetown, had submitted a site plan for conditional use number 1897 for a proposed bar pit. And it was found that the easement proposed to serve the bar pit had a somewhat different legal description than the easement reviewed during the original public hearings. It was determined that the easement needed to go back through the public hearing process to correct the location. According to Solutions IPM, the easement is generally in the same location as the original easement, and based on an updated site topography, the entrance has shifted north along Orange Lane approximately 5 feet to avoid an existing power pole, and that the easement was shifted on site to better align with an existing farm road that has always been intended to be utilized as part of the access. That is the intent of the application, basically. We did receive comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They were provided on November 14th of 2012 in the form of a memorandum and reference that the site is located in the Beaver Dam planning area, that wastewater capacity is available for the project, that Ordinance 38 construction will not be required, that central source service has not been extended to the area at this time, that conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required, that the county does not have a schedule to provide sewer service to the parcel at this time, and that when the county does provide sewer service, it will be required that an on-site system be abandoned and a connection made to the central sewer system, and that a concept plan is not required at this time. And gentlemen, they are the only comments I have on this application to date.
All right, sir, we thank you. And representing this application this evening, your chair recognizes Mr. Key.
I'm Frank Key with Solutions, IPM down the street.
Okay.
All I would tell you is that the report that was just given is completely accurate. I do view this as a sort of an administrative matter, and once the realignment occurs, the farm road and the Del Dot entrance will be in the proper place with regard to the easement. That's basically it.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Key. So basically, you're agreeing with what Mr. Lank read into the record, that we're just after getting the proper legal description of this easement, and that this easement is only moving 5 feet.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And that 5 feet will not have any impact on area traffic or the roadways.
No, sir, it's all on the site or on the adjacent site.
Then there are no impacts on the primary use of the existing conditional use, which is as a borrow pit. Is that also correct? That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. Ross?
No questions.
Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, thanks.
All right, sir, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1949, Banks Family Farm Revocable Preservation Trust? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1949? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.